No, I don't really. They see how it works on the TV, and that's not really how it works in real life. And also, a lot of people just know we're there for medical problems, but don't know which sort of medical problems we're there to help with.
Because you've taken some incredible calls, and you actually took some of the first calls after the terrorist attacks on London's transport system in July 2005. Tell us about that, because that must have been an incredible moment.
I took the very first call, which was from the fire brigade. All they said was they think there might have been an explosion, that they needed an ambulance on standby, but this is not an uncommon happening. Usually it's a false alarm or a very small explosion that doesn't need our input. So it was only as we got more and more calls, we realised that we had a major incident on our hands.
Of course, it is a position of great responsibility working in a 999 call centre. And you have done one of the great things that journalists love. You've delivered a baby over the phone.
Yeah, I've delivered quite a few babies over the phone now, but my first one was actually in a pub toilets, and the barmaid was delivering the baby.
And what happened?
I don't know why the lady was in the pub toilet in the first place at 9 months pregnant. Maybe she just wandered in there. The barmaid rang frantic for help and said the baby's coming right now. As it is with babies, they just generally come by themselves. So what you have to watch is that the baby doesn't fall on the floor as it comes out, and that the baby is all right as soon as it's born. So it's always reassuring when you hear the baby start to cry.
Do they ever get back to you and say, "Oh, you know, just want to say thanks for your help," and or is it are you kind of, you know, you're just on to the next job and they've forgotten about you?
Not that day, but sometimes a few weeks later they will write in and say thank you for helping
And tell us
baby
about
come
some of the
into the
other
world.
dramatic calls you've had, because you've had one, you know, someone said the vicar's been stabbed. What happened after
Yeah,
that?
that was a very strange call, and the vicar had just been doing his parish rounds in a normal way, and a psychiatric patient had singled him out and gone up and stabbed him. Fortunately, he knocked the vicar knocked on someone's door for help, and they were there. He was a very helpful man at the end of the phone. He did everything he was asked to, and quite possibly saved the vicar's life. That was in all the newspapers, of course. So I got to find out what happened. Even got to see the person I'd spoken to on the being interviewed on the TV, and I was able to follow the story and found out that the vicar did survive and recover.
Now, we also, one of the other things that the media enjoys is hearing about people dialing 999 for the most ridiculous reasons. And you've had a few of these. What have been some of the sort of silly things that people have said when they've dialed 999?
We've had a man ringing up because there was a bee in his front room. Someone who thought he was going to get an abscess on his teeth, but hadn't actually yet. And someone who'd called for an ambulance a week ago after being injured and just got home from hospital and wanted the ambulance to come back and clean up the blood.
And what's your view of the great British public after doing this job?
Some of them need to be better educated. Some of them need to have a bit more consideration for other people and the services they're using. But some of them are very kind towards other people, and you are really pleased by the way they react to you on the phone.